The answer to moments of deformed anger is not to release the practice altogether, but to unalienate it and reintegrate it into an emotionally diverse life. These are the words by co-author Riley in her book, This Here Flesh, on the chapter of rage. I love this book. It's impacted my life, and I wanted to share that line of the book because today we are talking about anger and its relationship to healing. I think anger can be such a complicated topic for so many, because when we think about anger, we think about out of order, we think about destruction, we think about shame, we think about pain. But then we also think about justified anger. And what is justified anger? I often think that I have justified anger when I see people unfairly dying every day in front of a screen. When I see the abuse, continuous abuse over marginalized groups. When I think about my own pain, my disabilities, and how they get in the way. And how they remind me sometimes how little I really am. I sometimes see that as justified pain. And sometimes justified pain can cause us to just be angry. Justified anger can lead us to just be angry. And anger is kind of like a fire. If allowed to just grow on its own, it will burn everything in its sight. And so as we heal, how do we give room for anger? I want us to go into the mindset that we want to honor our anger. We want to give it space for it to be. But we want to also be very objective and conscious and aware that anger also has to be washed, has to be observed, analyzed, used in favor of growth and healing. It has to be tamed. It cannot control us, but it can lead us. When I think about anger, one of the first things that comes to mind is that anger is an indicator of a discomfort, of something that may be very well out of our control, of an injustice that may exist. And all those things can be true. But just because we have truth in front of us, justifiable truth, doesn't mean that it excuses our actions. It certainly doesn't always excuse how we may talk or treat other people, or how we talk and treat ourselves. Is anger just an expression done appropriately, or is anger out of control? And if it is, it's okay. What we want to accomplish is getting a perspective of what anger may belong in our lives and in our healing journey. It's an indicator that there's something we need to address, whether it's with another person, with ourselves, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's something that has to change. How do we bring up anger in a conversation? How do we bring it up in a community that needs to address it together? Anger It's a mirror a lot of times to help us see sometimes what we are refusing to see. Let's dive deeper after this break. We need to figure out where the anger is coming from and how to use it as we heal. What is anger telling me today? Well, as I think about my own disabilities, like I mentioned earlier, and I think about what makes me angry about that? What is the limitation that I feel? Is the out of control that I feel? And related to those things that attribute to anger are depression and anxiety. A good indicator that you're struggling with those two things is that you feel frustrated and angry a lot, and that you feel overwhelmed by those emotions and do not know how to handle it. Most times, anger is an indicator of feeling out of control, of feeling like there's something that belongs to you or you want to lead and obtain, and you feel like you cannot. And if we're not able to move past that feeling and past that obstacle in our minds, our healing path will become harder. Because our energy is being so reserved by the one thing that's frustrating us or angering us, and we're not able to move forward. And so when we acknowledge anger for what it is, and we give it space to say, this is what I'm angry about, why am I angry about this? Asking those questions to yourself. And then if there's another person involved in this, or people, how do I approach them about this conversation? I mean, I bring you the C word again, courageous. It takes courage to have these confrontational conversations with yourself and then other people. But anger is something that it's just calling your attention. And when we give it the space that it needs, then now we're playing together rather than it playing against you and vice versa. What am I angry about? Where is the anger coming from? How is it affecting the way that I want to move forward? How is it affecting the way that I want to heal? And what are signs that I am struggling with anger? Am I impulsive and reactive and defensive and argumentative? Do I feel like I'm constantly in small battles with everyone or having blown out arguments with close friends and family? Am I struggling with road rage? Am I acting out of character and then sink into my thoughts with shame of how I acted, but then do it again? How can we move forward with healing if we're not giving anger the place it deserves? Why? Curiosity opens the door to finding out what's behind that door. It keeps knocking and it keeps knocking, and I continue to hesitate to fully open, and it won't stop knocking until you do. It's what I'm saying here. We have to face up to certain things, and anger is one of them, and it's not an easy one. And there are people that are equipped and more than willing to take on people who are struggling with anger and want to heal in many different ways. There are therapists, psychologists, mentors out there, people who are trained in anger management. But if you want to dive deeper into that, you know, therapy is a great way. There's coaches who are skillful and equipped to help you manage that area by helping you critically and creatively think. So there's support. There's people that We could always find someone we can talk to and collect those people who you feel you can be vulnerable with and you can be open with. Share with them what you're struggling with. Share with them how it feels. Start talking about it, start writing about it, and then start acting on it. Once you start asking why am I so angry? Why did I feel so out of control in that moment? What does that mean for me? Is this a repeated behavior? There is such thing as giving yourself therapy. And journaling is one of the best ways. But again, like the book said, moments of the former anger is not to release the practice altogether, but to unalienate it and reintegrate it into an emotionally diverse life. Meaning, this emotion belongs in our lives and it has multi levels of it. It has to exist. It has to be honored in order for you to truly heal and move forward. It's really difficult for me to dictate or explain or have some type of breakdown of how you're particularly supposed to give space for your anger. That's a very intimate decision. However, we all suffer from the human condition. And so the perspective here is to think about anger in a new light. How do I honor it? How do I give it space without it damaging other things? Damaging relationships. It's important that we understand what community means when it comes to healing and when it comes to joy and happiness, which are the opposing emotions of anger and pain and loneliness. And there's so many supporting studies showcasing that the best way of gaining joy and happiness in our lives is not actually giving ourselves self-love, which, listen, I'm going to briefly clarify this. We understand we have to fill our cups in order to fill others. We understand that we can't neglect ourselves. We understand that we have to love ourselves. But this whole shift in culture about this constant market of self-love and, you know, do you and treat yourself and this and that. Honoring yourself is the ability of honoring others as well. And studies show that the most happy people are the ones that get back to their community, who are invested in other people, who are investing their time and feeling purposeful through helping other people in whatever form that may come. And I will say that my most fulfilling and purposeful and happy moments are those when I leave someone in the understanding that I contributed to helping them. I can't explain it. I don't have like the report in front of me. I think it's something that I think in society we're still trying to understand, but the studies are there and I think many people can relate to this. And so like, how do I balance my anger in a diverse life? Then I have to give room for communion. I have to give room for a community, for different people sitting at my table so that I can serve and express and be in communion with other people so that I can also experience happiness and that gratitude and purpose through other people, through connectivity, through relationship. And then we start balancing the scale of happiness, joy. And yes, there's a place for anger. There's the place and time to advocate, because anger creates awareness. Anger has been a witness to a lot of things that we've seen in the last couple of years. We understand this. But joy, communion, friendship, relationship, purpose have to also be there. They have to balance each other. Talk about the human experience again. The balancing scale of life presented to you by Sharon. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy, guys. But it's we must. If we are committed to healing, if we're committed to being a better human being. As we continue to talk about anger, there are a few things that come to mind. One is an exercise I learned through Dr. Caroline Leaf. And no, I am not sponsoring this. This is just from my personal experience. I actually do her neurocycle program. And it's an excellent way of, you know, really connecting with yourself and the issue at hand. Because I personally not only have had to address depression and anxiety and among other things, but also anger. And one of the exercises that comes to mind is this breathing technique where you're focusing on the words think and feel, choose. And it relates so much to anger, because anger at the end of the day, it's something that we're going to think about, that we're going to feel, but we can also choose. And this is how the exercise goes. You breathe in for 3 seconds, thinking, think, and feel, which basically will last those 3 seconds. You're breathing in, think, and feel. And as you're breathing out for 7 seconds, you're saying the word choose. This totaling out to 10 seconds total. And you do it about 3 times. Here, I'll do it with you. Breathe in. Think and feel. You don't have to say those. You just in your mind. And then you breathe it out. Choose. That's a, probably sounded really creepy on your end, but you get it. And you do this 3 times, and believe it or not, these words start becoming a part of your everyday, a part of your mantra. You know, you can think and you can feel. We're human, it's natural, but we also can choose. And with anger, we have to have that as a very prioritized, you know, that concept that we choose. And I'll give you another fact to think about. Studies have shown that emotions only really last 90 seconds. But who can raise their hands and say, I've definitely carried an emotion way longer than 90 seconds? Why is that? Well, technically what it's saying is that we do choose to carry the emotion longer than when, like, what it would naturally exist for. So when we carry anger for longer than those 90 seconds, it's actually very detrimental to our health, in particularly our immune system. And if we have people out there that suffer from chronic pain, lingering anger is not the healthiest for you. And listen, I'm not here to give you a ton of lists of all these studies. I'm here to give you a new perspective. But the studies are out there and everyone can look them up if you want to further your education on this, for based on what you're hearing. My hope for today is that we feel more self-empowered and aware to really embrace challenging topics such as anger, such as what does our healing journey look like, and our needs and the needs of our community, that we can sit at the table in communion, bridging gaps and crossing bridges, not burning them. I am so grateful for those of you who are listening. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. I hope that you decide to walk this healing journey along my side. And if you do, I will see you on the next episode.